Hi guys, Paul Anthony Kelly with East Los Angeles Places, Faces in Real Estate. How are you guys? Happy first or second week of December already, right? Wow, the year flies by. And yeah, we've been doing these mini pods for almost 6 months already, I think. Maybe, yeah, I think we started in May. So yeah, a little bit over six, and it's a blast. I appreciate you guys messaging me on Facebook, letting me know that you've listened to the podcast. And it's nice to get the positive feedback. And, you know, one or two criticisms, which I take to heart, because I always want to improve the podcast for you guys. So I appreciate all those comments. Let's talk today about, we're talking about the first time home buyer tips. And let's go to tip number five, is to get pre-approved for a loan. Now, once you've saved enough money for your closing costs and your down payment, you set aside emergency funds, you know, and you have an idea what is that, how much you should want to pay or how much you could afford to pay, then you need to get pre-approved for a loan. Now, let's be clear. We're not talking about pre-qualified for a loan. We're talking pre-approved for a loan. A pre-qualification is simply you tell the lender, my credit's good and I make, you know, $80,000 a year, and I only have one car payment for $500 a month. And boom, they pre-qualifies you based on that. We're talking about pre-approval. Now, what that is that you need to give your lender your last 2 years' tax returns. You know, maybe 2 to 6 months worth of bank statements, last month of worth, 1 to 2 months of pay stubs, many other funds availability you have, maybe 401ks, things like that. So these are, and they need to run your credit, of course, they need to do that. You need to run, see where your credit score is. All these things are done so that the lender could 100% tell you, okay, you are pre-approved for this amount at this payment. Okay, it's important because you want to know exactly where you want to be at. You don't want to be in a situation that you're buying a house and at the end you don't get approved for it. You were pre-qualified for an amount, but you didn't get approved because, you know, there was a debt that was there, or the payment was a little higher, you know, or your income was a little lower, whatever the situation may be. Or maybe perhaps you qualified for more and now you want, oh, I didn't know I qualified for $50,000 more. I'd rather have this other house that I saw. Or you're already in a contract somewhere else. Imagine having to try to pull out of a contract, which can be done, but it'll be a pain. So get pre-approved for a loan. Makes your life easier. You know exactly what you're shooting for. And after that, you go and get your house. All right, Paul Anthony Kelly, East Los Angeles Places, Faces in Real Estate. Talk to you guys next time.